views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I have a lot that I want to share with you today. We're going to be focusing on angel guidance through the month of August because there's so much going on energetically, and I have lots of things I want to share with you. I've done some research. There's some interesting alignments going on there if you looked at astrology, and I have been bringing that into the show this year more because I'm seeing a lot of synchronicity with what I'm receiving from the angels. And so what I like to do is I see all of this stuff going on, and then I ask for guidance on what can I share with you in the show. So that's what we're going to be doing in this episode. You're welcome to call in. We have the live video chat on the video stream. If you want to check that out, that's at jenroyster.com or my YouTube channel. Now, and that's Jen Royster. You can find it that way. The call-in number, if you want to call in, is 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question about today's show. But what is really the PowerPoint here that I want to focus on in the show is we have a major life shift opportunity coming. It's actually here, and the momentum is building, and we have this window of amazing here if you're ready. Some people are like, nah, I'm not into that. That's fine. There's not a right or wrong here. But I want to focus on people that are really feeling this, that are really feeling that there's change coming. They want change. They're ready to do this. And I asked the angels about that. So I'm going to be sharing that. In particular, Archangel Metatron has come through on this one, which was another synchronicity on what this energy is all about. And I actually picked up on that when I did. And I love that. That's more exciting to me probably than you would even notice. But once a year, at the beginning of the year, I do a whole year, month to month, angel guidance for each month. And back in January, it came through for Metatron on August. And then when I looked at the synchronicity and now we are here, and that's been happening. I mean, I trust that. I don't worry about it or second guess it. But every month, it's still exciting to see, yes, there's the synchronicity. You have to wait for it. You receive this when you're working with intuition, or maybe you do readings or you're into this as a life work. And you have to trust it. You just go with it. It doesn't matter. And then later you might see something. Maybe you don't. But you still have to believe and have that faith and trust within yourself no matter what. So, of course, I get excited every single time because to me it's a blessing to see that. But Metatron's an interesting one. You know, he's associated with the Merkaba, which is really a spiritual vehicle. It's associated with a six-pointed star, and it's more of a travel mode. It's kind of like a spiritual vehicle to travel into the different dimensions. And so I found it very interesting that he came through with this one because we really are moving in a frequency with Earth if you choose to do so. And we are talking all about a metaphysical, energetic, spirituality type of show here. So if you're new to the show and you're like, what is she talking about? We're all about the metaphysics, spirituality, the angelic realm, and how we can make the most of why we're here on earth from a spiritual perspective. I have chosen to do that in my lifetime, and it made a huge difference. I feel healthier physically. I feel healthier mentally. I feel happy. I mean, I just feel so much better as this is my life passion. What is one of the biggest things that's going to really help us moving into this is trusting our intuition. Obviously, I've been talking about that for a few years with my own work, like trust your intuition, believing in it. And a lot of people have been coming through recently, like, I'm not feeling anything. I'm not receiving anything from angels. I just feel like I got disconnected. And people are feeling a little disheartened by that. They haven't left. But when we are going through a huge transformation like we are right now, we have to up our game a little bit if we want to move forward. And what I mean by that is we're not in an old frequency anymore. We've been growing and moving in this frequency. What this is saying is we're at a place where they're helping us learn to trust the power we have within us, what we can do on our own. And they're taking the training wheels off is what I call it. So here we are without our training wheels, and we're learning how to balance that, and we're learning how to trust it, you know, and we're learning how to do a lot more. And you're more empowered that way to live in higher frequency. You're not second guessing that. So they're helping us to ascend to that higher fifth dimension lifestyle that we all talk about in spirituality and metaphysics. I mean, we don't need to have the fear there. There is no fear in fifth dimension, like third dimension, which is scary and war and fighting and fear and negative and ugh. And that's the shadow side of life, okay? And it can teach us what we want and what we don't want. Fifth dimension, there's no need for all the fear. There's no need for all the war. There's no need for any of that. To me, you know, wow, why not think about that? Well, in order to help us be able to achieve that higher frequency of life, we have to let go of all that fear, right? We have to let go of all that second guessing. How better can they teach you than to let you work on that balancing without the training wheels? So they really are helping you, whether you realize it or not. They're helping you more now, probably, than they ever did. Because when you first come into a lifestyle like this, it feels so good because they let themselves be known to you because you're ready. But then when it's time to grow, you know, that instant gratification or that, you know, reassurance that they were giving us, it's not that they're not giving it to you. They're strengthening your ability to tap into the divine and the higher self. Your higher self is what you want running the show here. And we're going to talk about a lot of those things today. We're going to talk about what's coming up in August. We have a Lion's Gate, and I'll explain a little bit about what that Lion's Gate is. That's more in astrology, but I'll explain why and how it's interesting. I found and discovered with the messages they wanted me to share with you, there was something with that too. And it's like, I'm not making that up. How can you deny that? It's always been there, but people are skeptical, and I get that. They're also skeptical about what I'm talking about. This is something you are choosing to embrace or not. So I'm not here to make you do that. I'm here to share what I'm here to share. And this is what my passion is and what I have found moves mountains, lets the miracles in, and life begins anew whenever you're ready. So what is going on here? We have that. We have a total solar eclipse on August 21st. And the Lion's Gate started yesterday, and I believe it'll run to about the 12th of August, with the most strongest point of energy to tap into would be on the 8th of August. What is that? You know, and I'm going to explain that because it totally, and I didn't realize that when I was putting the show together, I was talking with the angels. And then when I started doing some research and just to see what was going on for the show, they were showing me all of this. And I went, oh, my goodness. Yep. Got to talk about that a little bit, too. And I'll explain that. So what are we doing? We're doing angel guidance for August. What's going on? We have an opportunity, huge positive opportunity for a major life shift, a major perspective, a major change of heart, a major opening of your heart, letting the love in, letting out the pain, releasing the pain. If you haven't been feeling that and releasing some of that last couple months, ooh, I think everybody's felt a little bit of something, whether they realized it or not, just crazy stuff going on. Your physical body is also going through some upgrading, so you may be feeling some of that. I've noticed that a couple of times with myself and other people that I know. Once we go through something energetically and we release it, then boom, it comes through, and then the physical releases it, boom, you're done. Karma is the karmic things that we had to learn are fading away because we don't need them anymore as you grow and ascend in this. And there are going to be some people that are just not ready for this. So when you're listening to this, and I've had some people probably get frustrated about that too, they want to help someone they love so much. But you can't choose this for them. You choose for you, and they need to choose for themselves. And one of the best ways I've found to help another is to truly just live your truth. Let people know who you really are. Then you are attracting in friendships and relationships and family, whether they're soul family or DNA family or all of the above, that truly resonate and support you. Because if you have been pretending or people pleasing this whole time, it may not be authentic to who you have in your life. So there's going to be some of that changing around for everybody. I know that. I've experienced it too. And you come to a place of you miss it, you kind of grieve it, and then you let it go. And then you realize, wow, everybody's so much better now. And you see it from a higher perspective. Not everybody's going to feel loss. Some people do. Some people don't. Some it might be a physical thing. Some it might be a job thing. Some it might just be you actually are discovering who you are and you find that you're worthy of love yourself. So we've got a lot we're going to talk about today. So for those of you out there, you are listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show, and we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about angel guidance for August and this major life shift opportunity that's here for us. What will you choose? Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
To the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ.
And we are back. So, guys, what are we talking about? We're talking about the angel guidance for August. Angel guidance for August. And what does that mean? Angel guidance for August is a big one because what we have is a major life shift opportunity. And here's what's going on. We have this heart-centered draw. Okay, what's that got to do with the Lion's Gate? The Lion's Gate's interesting. The Lion's Gate in astrology is when Earth goes to the center of the galactic. It's called the center, which is what? The heart of the galaxy. You also have Sirius, a star. And what was the other one? And the sun. And they what they do is they form this unique gate. And the reason it's called the Lion's Gate is because it's in the sun Leo. It's Leo is the sun now. It's the energy of that. So that's why it becomes this opportunity of heart-centered. It's the courage to be from your heart, to listen to your heart. We've talked about listening to the heart and making choices from the heart for a few years now. It's really come into play where we have to practice that now. It's a big deal. And I found the synchronicity in this. And the Merkaba cube with Metatron, Archangel Metatron came in, and I went, oh, of course, it's transportation to this next place. I went, oh my goodness, it's all making so much sense. And how do we get there? It sounds so big and so scary, but no, it's not. The thing that happens with this is when I asked, what can we do? What can we do to be real? You know, like truly allow our higher self. What is the higher self? That is the real you. That's the soul part of you. That is the part that came here to live in this physical world. The mind works with the physical body, this physical vehicle. The mind is more of the ego center. And sometimes it gets confused, and they're calling that a spiritual ego situation. Sometimes we think we're being spiritual. It's really the ego pretending to be spiritual. And it happens. It happens to everybody. You realize, oh, wait, that's not what I meant it to be. And some things happen that really devastate you in something like that, because you're believing. It might be something that you follow. It might be a religion. It might be just your spiritual beliefs, whatever. And then all of a sudden, that just doesn't seem to be working anymore, or it's just not there. It's not existing for you. Or that faith in somebody, putting them on this pedestal like they're perfect, and then you're disappointed when they're human beings. Yep, we're all human beings here. And what do we do with that? I know, that just kind of felt, I felt everybody stop. I can feel that with me right then. And what is that? That means it's time to go within and listen to your heart center. Listen to what's right for you. Listen to, okay, it does need to change. We're in a different place. If you are shifting from a lower frequency or a, say, perspective, let's use the word perspective, and you grow up as a child, you have a certain way you see life. you see how your parents are. You don't understand why they did what they did. But when you become a parent and you're an adult, you start to get it. That's what I mean about your consciousness awareness evolves. Spiritually, it's doing that too. So when I asked the angels, what can we do? What's going on with this month? It was very much about, Metatron said, congratulations, the chariot awaits. Yeah, he's like, we're here. Who's ready? And I have these notes because I have so much here. This is a time for great success, but it won't come from mind choices. It's going to come from a heart-centered choice. How do we do a heart-centered choice? We truly listen to our higher self when we're making heart-centered choices. What happens when the ego is fighting that and it's trying to hang on and you're second-guessing? Just know that's the ego mind trying to keep the control. And the mind choices are probably going to keep you spun up and stressed. You'll be worrying about the stuff you don't need to be worried about. And honestly, if you had a lot of plans, and tell me about it, I have been going through this too. If you had all kinds of plans and maybe you had a big business project laid out and you had that business plan projected over the next year or whatever the plan is that you're doing, and no matter what happens, it just seems like it's not falling, you know, into place like you wanted. We need to let go of trying to make it fall into place. I've had to do that too. I've just had to do that and let it go. And one of the biggest things that Michael and Metatron came through with was, this is the time where the magic begins, when you just let go of all that trying to make something fit into a certain way. Let it go. It's not going to do any good. You need to be in your now. This was one of the biggest messages they gave me to give you. Be in your now. Don't worry about tomorrow or the future right now. Because if you can trust in your heart center and where you are now, this is where it's going to take you in the future. You can choose, like, that's crazy. You can't throw logic out the window. I am absolutely not saying to throw logic out the window. I would never do that. Here's why. And I've always felt this way. I've always felt like spirituality needs to be logical. And, you know, some people think it has to be one or the other. And I've never believed that. But it's now starting to make sense why that was always a pull in my heart. More and more ever. I just knew it. I knew it. They are saying it's time to merge. The heart and the mind need to work together with the heart, higher self leading. It's time to do that. This is the major life shift opportunity. Huge. You're not going to throw logic out the window. You want it to work and coexist with your higher self in a partnership, not against one another. If you feel the inner conflicts or the battle going on inside, that's why. It feels like you second guess, or you feel like, oh, what are they going to think of me? And it's like, I'm that spiritual strange person. Yep, I am. And I'm very happy that I am. And I could not be happier. When I tried to be what everybody else wanted, I was absolutely miserable and very unhappy. I would take this over anything. Everything started to fall into place when I did that. Life, happiness in my physical world, my experiences, my health, everything. I never felt better. And I felt like, how do you reverse age? I feel like I'm doing that. And it just feels, you know, why not? You're here to live in joy. You're here to live in joy. You're here to live in your happiness and your passion. Following your heart is listening to your higher self. Absolutely listening to your higher self. And people are really scared of that because they want that assurance. If you want that assurance that everything's going to work out perfect, that's a mind choice. That's a mental choice. That, from what I'm gathering, and I'm just telling you what I'm receiving, from what I'm gathering and receiving with all of this information here, is no. This is going to be complicated trying to do it from a mind logical only. Okay. We don't throw logic out the window. We keep it, but we use it to support and follow the heart and higher self. And that is the biggest thing ever that they're telling me here is You've got to do that. You've got to do that. And when I realized that's what they were saying, I thought, oh my gosh, that's making perfect sense with this gate. The gate is bringing us this lion's gate, and astrology is kind of pointing it out on a map, really. This is the opportunity when the power is the strongest to choose this and to go for it. We've been talking about things like this for years, but absolutely, if you haven't been feeling it, this momentum this year, all the people that weren't awake or just now awakening, people that don't even want to, they might start feeling some of that in the next month. If you have been on this path for a long time, be patient with those just awakening. Just remember what it was like when you first did and have some compassion for that. You don't have to fix it for them. You don't have to do anything but live in your truth. But let them have that space and let them work it out, because there's really no shortcut on the spiritual path. You do have to find your own way. Nobody can do it for you. No teacher. I mean, I'm out here sharing, but I'm not here to make anybody do anything. You can take it or leave it, but I can't do it for you, right? So we're going to keep going. I have more to share with you, a lot more to share with you on what's going on for August. So we're going to take a short break. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you're watching our video live stream. We're talking about angel guidance for the month of August. We will be right back after the break.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Hi, this is Connie Five, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
And welcome back to the show. What are we talking about? We're talking about angel guidance for August. So much going on with this energy. The Lion's Gate, which is opening now. It started yesterday. The PowerPoint on that one is August 8th, and it runs till about the 12th, and that is ramping up to that total solar eclipse going across the United States on August 21st. We'll do more about that on another show coming up, but it is ramping up. We have a lot going on. Now, I asked the angels, I asked, what can we do here? We're talking about we need to really make some priority choices if you're ready for your higher self to run the show in your life. And you think about that. What are your heart's passions? What do you do that you just do because you feel like that's the security safe thing to do? The comfort zone a lot of times can trip you up a little bit. The comfort zone is usually what you know day in and day out. And you may not like it at all, but you know it. That's comfort zone. Your higher self has a way of taking you out of that comfort zone and having you leap into new opportunities, helps you open the heart to receive love more than you've ever experienced. And if you've closed that off a little bit because you're a little nervous, you don't want to feel pain, your higher self is going to take you what will be the best for you. And it will take you out of the comfort zone at times, not all the time, but it will. If it's something really new and you don't like change, you'll probably feel it that way. I've noticed that once you go, okay, you know what? Why not? I'm not happy in this comfort zone. I know it, but what am I so scared of? Something new and exciting when this is a drudgery every day. Think of it that way. Really putting it in perspective, that's how you help the mind, ego, support your higher self. That's what I just did in that conversation. I was giving you an example there. That's one little way of doing that. Now, what did they want to share with you about how we can go there? Here's you're going to love this part. This is my favorite part ever from what I've been learning. And this came from Michael Raphael, Metatron Together. They kind of came as a unified front for this show for August. Metatron's ready to take you there, okay? Teach you this amazing new everything. Got to be ready to go out of that unknown, go into the unknown. Michael is like, what is holding you back? Cut those chains off. And Raphael is there something that needs releasing and healing? Okay, all three of them, perfect lineup for this. Because what do we have to do? It is so simple, it could bite you, okay? We actually need to find enjoyment, find what brings you joy, find what brings happiness, find whatever that is, as simple as that is, just being a human being, just living as a human. If you're not enjoying anything at any time, you're missing it here. You're missing it. We came here to experience life in a physical world. So you want to do that, and you want to do the things that you love. Is it picking up your grandchildren and playing with them, and that just takes you away? Then do that. If it's gardening, if it's writing, if it's painting, for me, it's painting. What I'm doing right now is one of the passions I have. I love to share the joy when I feel it within my heart with you, raw, unfiltered. As you can tell, when we have little goofy things happen. But that, so what? You know, it's not about being perfect, right? If I was so worried about everything being perfect, I would never be doing this show because it's live and things happen. And that's the beauty of it. You're releasing all that control of it going a certain way. That, to me, was a great example for all of us. And it didn't matter. I thought it was kind of cool. So here, why is it that being a human gets such a bad taste in your mouth? You know, if you're a spiritual person and you just feel like life is so difficult and nobody understands you, it's time to just come down into life a little bit more. It doesn't take away your frequency or where you are. It's about truly being in your joy. Joy is everything with this August energy. It will raise the frequency. It will be so much easier to try new things, to let those opportunities in. Because from what I'm seeing, there's a lot of great, great opportunities coming in when we're ready to go into that zone. The more you're in your joy, happy zone, the more of that floods in. This lineup of energy right now is like this huge catapult over into that. I know I sound very enthusiastic because I am. I've been making changes. I've been letting things go. I knew I needed a redirection. And some of them are scary. And some of them you feel like, why do I stay in this when I know I need to be somewhere else. You might have done what you were doing fantastically. It was successful, but now it's time for your journey to take you into another place or to help another person if you're a light worker or whatever you do. But it's not about the weight and the sadness as much. For people that have really been feeling it, you might feel the first couple of weeks of August a bit lighter, feeling a little bit more, oh, that's better, you know, feeling like that. So with that, let's see, I got a couple of minutes. It looks like we have a caller. Let's bring the caller on, Brian.
It's okay, we'll do it. Jonathan from New York, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jonathan?
Oh, wait okay. a minute, hang on. Jonathan, are you there with us?
So if you come back, Jonathan, we will take a break in about 4 minutes or so, and then we'll bring you on from after that. So what's going on here? We have nothing but joy, nothing but a lot of great things to look forward to if you are ready to trust your higher self. And when they tell you, you know, how about like enjoying being a human being? That doesn't mean you have to sit in hours of meditation or feel like you're being spiritual or doing spirituality. Just let it go. Okay. Oh, she's on. Okay. Let me go back to that. Jonathan, you there? Is it Jonathan?
All right. Well, let's give it a go again. Are you ready? All right. We have Jonathan from New York. Are you with us?
You know what? We're going to have to do it after break. I don't think I have enough time now because it's ticking away.
Go ahead.
He's only got a couple minutes. I don't want to cut him short. Here's the thing. With this energy, you have opportunity to expand like you never have expanded before. Michael's saying, man, let me help you cut this. And the thing is, the angels, when you feel like they haven't been answering, they are, like I said at the very beginning, they're prompting you to trust that you can do this. They're giving you that nudge without the training wheels to fly into this, to do this. You can do this. Nothing feels better than to have the self-confidence and to know that you are worth it, that you have this amazing higher power within you, and you've had it the whole time. You just didn't believe it, or you didn't accept it, or you didn't trust it. Now's the time to really look into that, like really do this, okay? And quickly before we go to break, let me check the chat here. oh, that's cute, Angelina. She says, my higher self wants me to go to the crystal show in Tucson next year. That's great. She loves crystals, I believe. I know you love crystals. And you can say hi to Metatron yourself. She said she experienced him coming in a few times in the last week. So see, you're picking up on that energy. And dreams might be off the chart with that because it's really an amazing time. And I just love that. Guys, you have so much opportunity with this. Whatever it is you love. Now see, Angelina, she loves crystals. Well then, make it clear to the universe that you want to go to that because she loves them. She wants to go to that. I love painting. I love anything creative. I love going out into the garden. I love earth and nature. And sometimes I just love sitting with my eyes closed, being peaceful, feeling that amazing energy as a human being. What is it in your life that you're not allowing yourself to enjoy as a human being? Okay, you're a being. We're living this in this physical vehicle to experience it that way. So you want to feel it. Feeling is a big clue here on the emotions. You want to feel. You absolutely want to feel. It's not about I think or feeling that detachment. The emotions will be connected to the heart more. So you have to understand that you'll see that and feel that too. So we're going to take a break. We'll see one more time if Jonathan is there. And when we come back, we're going to wrap the show up too. We're talking about angel guidance for August. So much going on. So much joy in life wants to come to you. And now's the time to grab hold. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And we are back for the last segment. We're talking about the angel guidance for August, and it's really, really so simple, guys. There's so much energy. It feels like it can be overwhelming, but the bottom line is, over the next couple of weeks, now we have, like I said, one more time, Lionsgate started on July 26th, we'll go to August 12th. The PowerPoint of that is August 8th. That's when it'll be the strongest, but you're in it right now. This one gives you opportunity to really, truly release and let go of some major, major stuff, things you've been procrastinating, things like that, because, and, you know, that's where Michael came in and said, now's the time. You know, if you've been holding on, it just makes the resistance, it makes it harder to hold on. It's like holding on to a rope so you don't fall. And it's just getting to be tiring to hang on to all that old stuff. It's just wearing you out. Look for those little things in your life. It's just time for that to go. Whatever that is, a situation, an activity, whatever it is. Maybe it's a diet habit. Maybe it's time for you. And as soon as you clear out some of that old baggage, then you're going to really feel what Metatron was talking about with, wow, I'm coming in. We're going to swoop in. We're going to go to some better places. The abundance is really just, it's like it's hovering. It's like this huge dam holding it back. And as soon as we just get things out of the way, we're going to have these floodgates of amazing good stuff coming in. So you will feel a little bit more of a reprieve in the first couple of weeks of feeling, okay,
feels a little better. And you might want to be content to stay in that. However, don't miss your window of opportunity. And another thing to point out is on August 7th, we have a lunar eclipse, which will really magnify the letting go part. The day before the PowerPoint of the gate to move through in a good, really positive way. Leo is all about courage. That energy that the sun is in right now, it's all about the courage. There's two new moons in Leo this time, which is kind of unusual, but we will have two. And we're in one now. So that's just a very fascinating difference here. That's just amazing. Now, Raphael says, if it's healing, if it's rejuvenating, if you need to heal your body, listen to the nudges, listen to what the instincts or the ideas that come in. He'll do that with some of you. He'll say, like, I'm going to give you an idea to go Google something or go check this out and look this up or read this or try that, you know, and it's going to be consistent. It won't be all over the place. But look for those gentle nudges that he'll help you with, and you'll find that you're listening to your intuition. It wasn't that hard. It really wasn't that hard. They use your system to bring the messages through to you. And let me see. We have something from the chat. We have from Nancy. Hi, Nancy. We have, hi, Dr. Jen. I'm getting married in September. Congratulations on that. And I wanted to know if the angels have any news for me. Also, any news around babies? Whoa. Wow. she's got a plan going on there. Thanks, Dr. Jen. Oh, bless your little heart. Well, congratulations for one. And September is a fantastic month because it's after all this energy shifts through. That means everything in dreams, desires, happiness, abundance. It doesn't have to be financial. It can be in romance. It can be in babies, you name it. Absolutely, I see all of the above. Let this energy through August just carry you through with your wedding plans. Keep that positive up. If things look a little bit bumpy or unexpected, know that it might need to fall away and go a different direction, and that's all for the better. Not to worry about that. I'm talking about, don't let that freak you out, Nancy, with wedding plans. That's just the way it feels right now. Practicing being in the now is more of not worrying about how it works out next week. Just know where you are right now. Be in that joy. Love every second of it. Know that you are so worth being a human being. That's getting married. That's having babies. That's doing the things you love. It might be whitewater rafting. I don't know. What are those things that you want to experience and feel in the physical? The angels are telling me that's what you want to do. So it's kind of like they're making it so easy. We almost are going, are you sure? It's not harder than that. No, you don't have to sit and try to be spiritual and wear yourself out that way. Just go out and live and enjoy life a little bit right now. Enjoy it because it raises your frequency. It lightens the load. It gets the mind off things that are overanalyzing, all of that kind of stuff. Now's the time to just really enjoy living a human life, appreciating it. No matter how small that appreciation is, it's still big. It doesn't matter if it's a tiny thing or a big thing. Just enjoy that you're here having a human experience. That's what we all chose when we came here. And the more I talk about it, the more I get all ramped up. I know. We've had lots of changes around here. And that's why I've been on some encores here and there. And I do have one more next week. And then I'll be back on a regular schedule. But life is happening. And I'm living life too. And so I'm a human being just like you are. I'm here to share all of these things in a positive way. It's time to really give the positive side of life a little more opportunity in your life if you haven't been. If you have constant fear of what if, what if, what if, what if, you're still clinging, I'm just going to call it, you're still clinging to a third dimensional life. That is fear, that is afraid of what ifs, that's fear of the future. That's not living in a higher frequency. So the angel said the easiest way to keep your mind from dragging you down into that is to enjoy life today, right now. Be in your joy. Live it. Love it. Appreciate the people around you that you care about. Appreciate some of the choices. If you had one thing you wanted to do before you left this physical life, what would it be? You know, because the energies are very supportive right now to support you in making some big life changes and opportunities. That big life opportunity shift right now is living heart-centered through your higher self. And the goal is for the mind and ego to support, and they work together. That's what's merging. That's what's going to change everything about what you're feeling and experiencing physically. If you find you're resisting that a little bit, you might find if you're still trying to do the mental or the mind thing, honestly, from a metaphysical point of view, from everything that I'm seeing, picking up and researching, it's going to feel bumpier to do it that way, because it's time for higher self, heart-centered choices to come in. So what have you got to lose? You know, what have you got to lose? Some people say everything. That's really being pessimistic. Okay. I'm just going to call you on that. I can hear you out there. I know you're doing that. And it's okay. It's okay, because that's what this is about. It's about identifying, how am I doing that to myself? How am I sabotaging joy in my life? That's what we're doing here. So go out there and live being a human, live and experience the joy of human life. It's out there. Focus on that, not all the sadness, and just watch things unfold for you in this next month. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys so much in the video chat and watching the video. I love you guys out there, and you were great today. And thank you so much for everyone that tunes into the show. We will be here again on the Jen Royster Show. We're here Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Thanks so much for listening today. We'll see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.